And our guest in the cafe this morning is Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. Good morning, Lavelle.
Good morning, Dr. John Mark Dempsey. How are you today?
I'm grand, and Dr. Hendricks has brought a guest, a very special guest with him this morning.
Indeed, our special guest, the President and CEO of the University, Dr. Mark Rutan.
Dr. Rutan, good morning.
Good morning to both of you.
And it's first time that I know of, Dr. Rutan has set in at the Blacklands Cafe, so welcome, and we hope to have you back from time to time. We have talked with Lavelle here several times in recent weeks about the subject of civility.
That is correct. The civility is the initiative that President Rutan put in place this past year, and it's just been moving exceptionally fast here on campus.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about how this came about and what initiated the idea in the first place that this was something we should all be focused on.
Yeah, well, thanks again for having me here today.
Well,
I appreciate
anytime.
It. It's always good to talk to you guys. I think that we always have to understand that we're in the people business. Yeah, even it sounds odd. Even a higher institution of higher ed has to feel that way. But we are. We are there to work towards the success of our students. That's what it comes down to at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a lot of students that are new to higher ed. We have a lot of students that have not been part of a higher ed family. And I think it's incredibly important that we work with these students, we work with the parents to be able to create an environment that they feel comfortable, they feel safe, they feel healthy, they feel inclusive in an environment where they can be successful. And that's what we're trying to strive
mm-hmm.
for.
Are we mostly focusing on students and the need for students to learn to be more civil, or are we mostly focused on faculty and staff or everybody?
Yeah, I would say everyone. Yeah. But initially, I think we're reaching out to faculty and staff and having discussions with them to think twice about how they interact with folks, whether it's students or fellow faculty and staff. And we've implemented a number of new initiatives at the university. Lavelle can brief you on those. That focuses on that. Again, that customer service to help our students be successful and navigate through. College is already hard enough.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't make it any harder. We should do everything in our power to make sure that they're successful and they're accommodated while they're pursuing their degree.
Mm-hmm. One of the things we've done, John Mark, and of course the president's reiterated this over and over again, of course we are a student-centered university. We've brought in the Dale Carnegie Group,
mm-hmm.
where we've had right now 100 of the university employees. That's with the executive team, that's faculty, staff members, department chairs, and so forth, who've actually gone through this training, and it's just been wonderful. And we're looking forward to the next training on January the 30th, where we'll take another batch of 50 employees through the training so we can promote a more civil community here at the university.
We're talking with Dr. Mark Rutan, the president of A&M Commerce, and also Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling, and we're talking about the Civility Initiative at the university. What are some examples in the training? What are some of the things that you do?
I think for the most part, first of all, we teach the concept of respect, understanding, nurturing community, a caring community, a sharing community, a lot of hands-on exercise with those individuals who are in attendance. We have other trainings in place, and I'm exceptionally excited about what we'll be doing with our students in the residence halls, our Greek life students, our students who are involved in athletics as well. We're bringing all those individuals together to talk about how we can promote more civility here on campus, and we're designating those individuals as student ambassadors.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And what's so it's been actually surprising a little bit, but very welcome, is as I go across campus and I talk to folks about the Civility Initiative, and I think, okay, am I overstating this? Are we making too big a deal out mm-hmm. of this? And I would say to a person, to a academic department, they're saying, no, we're spot on. This is exactly what mm-hmm. we should be doing. We should have been doing this all along. So mm-hmm. the campus, I believe, has received this with open arms and is actively engaged. And I've heard nothing but good things from folks that have taken part of these civility workshops mm-hmm. and training.
And the beautiful thing about it, John Mark, is that we're going to have over 500 university employees who will actually go through the training. And as I said a few minutes ago, our next training is scheduled for January. And I assure you, we have no problem getting individuals signed up and registered. People are actually emailing and texting saying, I'd like to go through the training because they've heard wonderful things about it. And it is in a non-intrusive environment as well, teaching them great skills, how to make A&M Commerce the premier university that we are.
Have you had it? Last time we talked, you were receiving emails.
Yes.
Have you received some examples?
We have an email account called civility@tamuc.edu, and individuals actually will email me with stories of civility. I had a couple of students send an email about a professor who was accommodating working with them on an exam, and they thought that was a wonderful gesture on behalf of that particular professor. We've had employees send emails in about how things are changing, the culture is changing here on campus as well. So we encourage anyone, if they have any comments, they can always send it to civility@tamuc.edu.
Good. Dr. Rudin, do we see this going on for an extended period of time, or what's the time frame for it?
Oh, absolutely. This is not a one-and-done deal by any means. I think this is an ongoing discussion that we have from this point forward into the future. So I don't think there's such a thing as being too civil, right?
Right.
I think we have a lot of issues in our society, and as far as being able to have dialogue and be able to disagree and agree at the same time. And I think we can set the example and be an institution and a leader in this area and continue that path forward.
Fellas, thanks. In Lavelle's case, thanks for having a cup of hot chocolate.
Always good hot chocolate
and,
here.
And coffee for Dr. Rudin, and we thank you for sitting down with us. Dr. Mark Rudin, president of A&M Commerce, and Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, associate professor of counseling. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.